answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Already Thursday, the 30th day of September 2004. Welcome. Thank you for joining us. Things did not go well for us in court yesterday. I'll be frankly honest with you. I mean, we call it a stalemate, but overall, the judicial misconduct, and that's clearly what it was unbelievable. That story's coming up later concerning the ACTV fight for free speech here in Austin, Texas. We're going to talk about the stage debate coming up tonight. They admit it's staged, but some people still don't know the full magnitude of this. Also, Putin wants to strip Russians of voting rights. Israel plans large-scale Gaza operation. Federal scientists search for a lost hydrogen bomb. That's ABC News. Truckers, toll takers, bus drivers recruited for Homeland Security. Those toll roads are going to be checkpoints, as I told you back in 98. I have the federal plan. Mount St. Helens is at the second highest level of alert it can be at. The next level is a full-borne eruption. Full-bore eruption. And the thing is smoking and earthquakes by the minute. Very serious. We'll cover that as well. But breaking news. Most of you know who Stanley Hilton is. We first interviewed him over 2 years ago, then interviewed him again in 2003. He broke revelation after revelation that later came out in the mainstream news about government complicity in 9/11. And he's already had his office robbed once, employees threatened with arrest, himself threatened by federal judges, real judicial misconduct. Now he has had his office ransacked. Ransacked, and I was out of touch with Stanley and was on a radio interview this morning in Salt Lake City on K-Talk for 2 hours, and they said, yeah, we called to get him on, and he couldn't come on last week because he'd been raided, but he doesn't know by who. They stole the files yet again on Bush complicity. Stanley Hilton, good to have you on with us, sir.
Good to be here.
We're going to break here in a moment, but just in a nutshell, for those that don't know who you are, tell them about your suit and what happened.
Well, the suit is a class action suit in federal court against Bush, Cheney, Rice, etc., Rumsfeld, and Mueller, and so on, for authorizing and actually orchestrating the 9/11 attacks to get their political gains and their war in Iraq and so forth. And it's a class action suit on behalf of victims' families as well as taxpayers. So anyway, last Wednesday, I discovered that one of my offices had been broken into. The lock to the door was broken. Whole clumps of files were stolen out of the filing cabinets of the office. It looked like a whirlwind had been through there. It was whoever did it to make it obvious that someone had been there, because things were just overthrown. The papers were everywhere. It was clearly made, to send a message of intimidation.
Well, Stanley, you can easily, up in a light fixture, hide a pen camera and then put the VCR up in the ceiling or in the panels. You need to mount hidden cameras immediately.
Right, right. I'm working on surveillance.
They have them on 24-hour tapes.
Right, yeah. Where can you get those, though?
Oh, well, you can get them at Slave Mart. You can get them at Sam's, a nice unit for $400, but you need to unplug some of the big cameras and put in a small pin dot camera. And you need to have a few dummy ones that lead to another VCR that's running and then have another better hidden one. But it can't be wireless or they'll pick it up. You need to have wires to it.
Anyway, the files pertaining to the 9/11 suit as well as other files were stolen, and a police report was made. Fingerprints were taken, and so I don't know who did it. I really can't say, but I feel it's probably someone associated with the Bush campaign, dirty tricksters, but I can't prove that at this point.
But you can prove the judge told you to stop doing interviews. You can prove that your staff's been threatened, that you've had a mole inside. Stay there.
Yeah.
We'll come back, go over that, talk about this latest revelation with Stanley Hilton, chief of staff for Bob Dole for many years, just a great American, an expert on the New World Order. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website. Stay with us.
Wow. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
That's right, it's Alex Jones, crashing the lies and disinformation, waging war on corruption, Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central. Blasting out on the AM and FM dial, simulcasting on Global Shortwave during the day at 94.75, at night at 32.10, and the internet at Infowars.com, as well as GCNLive.com. Okay, it is the 30th day of September 2004 on this Thursday. Stanley Hilton is just joining us for the next two segments. He's in the car, about to go into court, so if his cell phone cuts out, we'll call him right back. Stanley Hilton already had somebody break in his office once, steal files concerning his eyewitnesses in the government and out of government about the government funding hijackers, paying for their houses, having agents in their homes, informants in their homes, NORAD standing down on 9/11 because of drills that were being run. He first broke that here back in 2002, then we had him back on in 2003. Later it came out in the mainstream news. This time his office got ransacked last Wednesday, files stolen, things overturned. He's had employees threatened. He's had a judge, federal judge, tell him to stop doing interviews. Just amazing, but not even an order, just a verbal thing. This is amazing, ladies and gentlemen. Stanley Hilton, describe coming into work and what you saw, what happened.
Well, I went to one of my offices last Wednesday, and first of all, I noticed that the handle to the door was totally loose and had been obviously jarred loose, and then door was unlocked, so I walked in, and inside it looked like a whirlwind had gone through. everything on the desk was just overturned. Papers were scattered. But more importantly, looking in the filing cabinets, whole clumps of files were gone. I mean, filing cabinets were totally full when I last left. When I came back, it's like half of the cabinet drawers were just empty, files just taken, including files pertaining to the lawsuit against Bush over 9/11 and other files. Every drawer in the desk, things had been overturned and put upside down. Books that had been, face up or face down. Whoever did it wanted to make it obvious that someone had been in there. He made no effort to conceal it. Anyway, I filed a police report. I don't know who did it, but I suspect it's someone associated with the opposition, with the gangsters that call themselves the president in this country.
Now, again, let's go over the history of this. You filed this suit saying the government's behind 9/11, criminal elements. You have the evidence. You've broken stuff here months before it's in the mainstream news. You've done an incredible job. And then you've had a federal judge tell you to shut up and stop doing interviews. But you haven't done that. You have been now on this show and many other broadcasts. It's been a sensation on the Internet. People are really checking out what you've had to say in your case, and it seems like they're panicking, Stanley.
Well, the judge actually has, dispatched two emissaries, two goon squads, to threaten to kick me off the court if I didn't drop the lawsuit against Bush, And it was clearly an interference with the First Amendment rights, an attempt to interfere with a lawful lawsuit, intimidate an attorney, intimidate witnesses. This is what's called obstruction of justice. But when you have the lawless people running the government and manipulating judges and so forth, there is no justice, there is no law. That's what we have. We have a system of injustice, a Department of Injustice headed by Ashcroft and company, and we have the lawless people masquerading as law enforcement. So that's the real problem. Basically, you have gangsters heading the government of this country. It's like dealing with the mafia, and basically we are suing them under the RICO statute, which was originally designed to sue corrupt organizations such as the mafia. Basically, it's the same mentality of these Bush people, in my opinion.
Well, and the same with the Clinton people. Remember the whole blood case, where 8 years after there was a federal law against taking blood out of prisons and selling it, Bill Clinton had it statewide. We interviewed the doctors who were there inside the prisons, who also had their own successful practices. One of them wrote a book about it on was into prosthetics. And when the Hemophiliac Society of Canada started suing Bill Clinton and others, they got raided in the middle of the night, had all their files stolen concerning the blood case. And the same night, the doctor's office in Little Rock was firebombed. So we've seen this before.
The MO, the pattern of intimidation and theft of files, is interesting. Although I must say that under the Patriot Act, or rather the Unpatriot Act, as I call it, it seems to me the government could have come in under that. Apparently,
sneak
they got
sneak and peek. Section 213.
Yeah. There is no Fourth Amendment. They've destroyed the Bill of Rights of this country. They've destroyed everything the country stood for, and committed treason against the country. And it's quite possible they can get away with this. It's under that Patriot Act. It's legal. Well, we're going to raise it in the suit and test the constitutionality of it, because I think it's completely unconstitutional. Unless you amend the Constitution and repeal the Fourth Amendment and First Amendment and Fifth Amendment, which Bush would certainly like to do. There's no question about it. Unless you do that, it's unconstitutional. The problem is you've got Bush puppets like Scalia and Rehnquist and calling themselves judges in the Supreme Court, and so that's the ultimate player. They're the ones that installed them. I mean, what are the chances of getting a fair shake to people like that?
Exactly. Let's spend a little bit of time on how this has affected your employees. I mean, you're a prominent lawyer for several decades. You practiced law in this court. They've been threatened with arrest. It's all color of law, total intimidation, judicial misconduct clearly fits the textbook example of it. How are your employees handling this Gestapo intimidation?
Well, it's very disconcerting. People are not handling it well at all. I don't feel safe traveling at this point because of the threats I've gotten. I've gotten phone calls from people from phone numbers that appear on call waiting, for example. I mean, from caller ID. Like one yesterday that came out of area code 412, which is supposed to be near Pittsburgh. Then when you call that number back, they say the number has been disconnected. There is no such number. Now, that's the kind of thing I'm dealing with. I'm getting calls like this constantly from people that represent that they're this or that, representing their media. And then it turns out, apparently, the phone number has been encrypted by whoever sent it out, giving you a bogus phone number that appears on call waiting.
And then, meanwhile, so-called researchers, when our evidence is clear and documented and totally factual, have been covertly launching smear campaigns against yourself and myself. I mean, it clearly shows us what and who we're dealing with. Let's not say any names, though, Stanley, and give them what they want. But clearly you are right in there, on target. Where is your suit going from here, facing all of this obstruction?
Well, the government made a motion to dismiss the case, claiming that Bush and company are absolutely immune from suit or above the law, and it was originally scheduled for October 15th. The judge quietly canceled the hearing without any explanation, canceled the hearing even before our opposition was due. Our opposition was filed last week. We're waiting. The government will file a reply brief today, supposedly, and then we'll get a decision by mail. What you're seeing in the federal courts more and more is they're canceling these court hearings, and they're doing decisions on paper, and they're mailing you decisions. I mean, it just makes you further removed from the actual court system. It's just another step of stripping people of their rights. You know, if you can't even go into court, you have to rely on the mails. You can't even talk to a judge. I mean, what kind of system is that?
Now, Bill Clinton, for lying about not having a relationship with a woman, other women, Paula Jones, was pulled in by a grand jury to the state court there in Arkansas. But now, and I've seen the news articles where the Defense Department and the Justice Department have openly said Bush is above the law. He can do whatever he wants, whenever he wants, including ordering torture. So we are dealing with a Fuhrer-type situation.
Well, my information, I can't prove it, but some of my sources say that Bush has issued a classified so-called national security executive order, or national insecurity, I would call it, executive order, since his goal is to make the country insecure, not secure. In this order, he's declared a state of permanent national emergency, quote, war, end quote, in which he's imposed a form of press censorship. And I've been told this by several people in some mainstream networks, television networks, that they cannot print, they're under orders from the Bush administration not to broadcast any news story whatsoever that challenges the official government party line on what happened on 9/11. And that means even things like the inconsistency between the physical evidence of the Pentagon, you know, where there's a 16-foot hole and it's supposed to have been made by a 125-foot wide 757 aircraft, and they can't publish anything like this. So I think there is a form of censorship going on. It's similar to what happened during World War II and World War I when the and during the Civil War,
the Sedition Acts, which a lot of national talk show hosts and others have called for. Well, Stanley, the Washington Times reported in 2001 after 9/11 that 500 dormant martial law provisions had been activated. That's admitted. The specifics of telling the media not to talk, we've only gotten rumblings of this, but it's clear. The Zogby poll says half the New Yorkers believe the government was involved in 9/11, but it's not been in one single newspaper.
Right. There is a form of censorship going on. That's a real scandal, and we're trying to find that out in the discovery process of the court. But, I mean, if you can't even get a court hearing, if you're getting courts canceling court appearances, you can't even talk to a judge, you have to rely on the mails, I mean, or e-filing, as it is called here, electronic filing. You know, you get the decision through email. That's what they call a court now. That sounds to me like something that you find in banana republics or Stalinist Russia, where Stalin will send you an email or a letter or send a KGB man with a delivery package to your door. Here's your decision.
I'll tell you this, Stanley. They're going to this thing where you don't even get to go in the court. It's a video deposition. They are shifting the whole system to where they can just do this.
Yeah, the electronic so-called revolution and the electronic filing system, in my opinion, is a real abuse. And not only that, but there are many glitches in the system. So many times you can't even retrieve documents. In this case, the government has filed some documents. For example, their motion to dismiss, it could not retrieve it through email, and it was impossible. No explanation was given. But I tried hours and hours, and you can't retrieve it. And the government attorney said, well, we don't have to mail it to you because the rules are all we got to do is e-file it, you can retrieve it. And so you know, there you are, basically stuck in a situation.
Yeah, I don't think that's a failure. Stay there, Stanley. We'll do a few more minutes with you on the other side of this break.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to C Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. Sea Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call Sea Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit seamineral.com.
On the front lines of the info war and the battle for the republic, I'm Alex Jones. Stanley Hilton's parked his cars, walking up to the courthouse right now. I would point out he's in San Francisco with all these supposed liberal judges protecting George W. Then they have these little staged fights over these diversionary issues. Stanley, during the break, we were talking about the whole court system now and how they just cancel hearings and say, go to the internet for your filings, and then the information is not even there.
Yeah, you have here the federal court an mandatory e-filing. You just file things electronically, and you're supposed to retrieve documents when they notify you by email. The problem is when you click on the number to get the documents, sometimes nothing comes up. Then you try to complain about it, and they say, "Oh, it must be your fault. We're not going to do anything." And that's what they call justice here. It's sort of a trial by internet.
Well, that's what it's all going to. And so, what is the process like in the federal courts with your lawsuits?
Pardon?
You know, in a nutshell, describe the process for listeners about what's happening with your lawsuits.
Well, the government filed a motion to dismiss the suit 3-4 weeks ago, and then I got notified by email. I tried to click on the document to bring it up. I think it was document number 35. You get it by email, you're supposed to click. Nothing came up. I must have spent 3 hours trying. I called the U.S. Attorney's Office and asked for a hard copy. They say they don't have to give me a hard copy because the rules are all you have to get it from e-filing. And I call the e-filing helpline, and they're useless. And eventually I have to go to a magistrate judge to force them to give me the thing. And he personally brought it in to me while I was sitting in his chambers on another case 2 weeks ago. He brought me in the hard copy. It was like 50 pages. So that's the way, that's what you're getting now. And it's called due process, I guess. But I think Bush and his company should admit they want to repeal the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and just repeal the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, and come open about it instead of pretending that they're Democrats. I mean, they're really mounting a war on freedom and on the justice system. Why don't they just admit it and repeal the Constitution? That's what they should do. Anyway, I have to go. I'm at the courthouse, so I have to go now, Alex.
All right, Stanley, one last comment from you. They've introduced the national ID card now in two separate bills. What do you say to that?
It's part of this attempt to exert more control through this electronic menace that they call, computers. Everything is computerized. Well, computers are subject to great manipulation and fraud. In fact, voting by electronic voting is a perfect example where there's no way to verify who voted for what. It's just another way to manipulate and control. I think this electronic, internet and e-filing things and national ID cards are incredibly dangerous. They could put anything down on a computer through your national ID card and accuse you of any crime or any act, and then they'll say it's gospel truth because it happens to be on the computer. It's ultimate machine for control, mind control, and dictatorship.
Last comment for you. I want to thank you for your incredible courage, office ransacked, threats, you name it, and one internet writer described you as jumping on a hand grenade for the American people. And just God bless you, Stanley Hilton. We'll have you back on.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Take care. All right, walking into the federal courthouse, my friends, and I guess now I should spend a few minutes on this, and we'll get into Mount St. Helens and Vladimir Putin and the fake debates and all the rest of it. We're going to have Stefan Ray, who's really our clerk on all this, who keeps all the documents in order, joining us for a little while in the third hour on this, but it's a First Amendment case. We have partially blocked the Access TV board. Most of them have resigned over their public attempt to get rid of free speech on Access Television. But now these guys, we went into court yesterday, and my lawyer, who's won huge cases, represented just massive people in the media, one of the best lawyers in Texas. I mean, he's even been involved, in cases with Arnold Schwarzenegger, just to give you an idea. He said in his decades at the courts, he's never seen a judge act like what we saw yesterday. By the way, each TV channel is worth $5 million a year. These are public channels. They want them. And she walked right in before we even could have a motion or even talk, and she said, "I am dismissing your petition to depose," which is a tort reform. You get to depose them before suing them. And my lawyer stood up and said, "No, Judge, I'm going to go through the evidence. They've given you an affidavit saying that they never passed board minutes. They would restrict free speech. Here are the blown-up board minutes on big, huge, giant poster phone boards we had." And she started screaming at him and saying she didn't want to see him. And he said, "But, Judge, they perjured themselves." And she began screaming at him, saying, "I don't want to see it." And he said, "I want you on the record, Judge." He was very dynamic. And she kept telling him to shut up, and he wouldn't. And he went on for about 5 minutes, saying he'd never seen anything like this in his life, and this was unbelievable, and this was, it was dynamic. By the way, we had a motion in there to let the media videotape. There were news cameras there. First thing she did was grab that, slam it down, and go, "I am denying your request!" Just slammed it down on the dais. "I am denying your request for media coverage! And now, I am denying this motion!" just without even hearing any arguments, nothing. We had this huge case prepared. So that's fine. It's fine. They don't control all the judges, and we're going to launch multiple legal actions. Full bore. You want it, you got it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free at 1-800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. That's 1-800-419-2335. Remember, at iCare, we care.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
For those that missed it, we had Stanley Hilton on for the first 28 minutes of the broadcast. Bob Dole's former chief of staff suing the government for involvement in 9/11. Deposed members of the U.S. military, wives of hijackers, you name it. He's been robbed once, had files taken. This time they ransacked his office like you see in the movies. Things overturned and in some filing cabinets, half the files missing. We need to get that posted on the internet, just that interview, as soon as possible. One of our wonderful listeners needs to put a transcript of that up. And so tens of millions of people, literally, these Hilton stories get posted everywhere, can get out there to folks so we can protect this guy. Just amazing. Ron and Robert and Dan and John and others, we're going to go to your calls here in just a few minutes. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Bush and Kerry gear up for their first debate. We'll cover that. U.S. to attack New Mexico town with anthrax. They're to have drills in this new town they've bought. That's the headline here. Also, terror videos edited to make bigger impact, these head-chopping videos. Car bomb kills 34 children in Baghdad. Ashcroft likely to appeal. Patriot Act ruling. Associated Press. Scientists predict small or moderate volcanic eruption. That was yesterday. Now they've even upped it and said it who knows what's going to happen. Mount St. Helens has not acted like this since 1980. Now it's worse than what happened in 1986 when it had a medium-sized eruption. Also, leaked document, Israel almost nuked Syria. House votes to end handgun ban in D.C., but it was totally staged, folks. We'll get to that. It means absolutely nothing, and we'll document why. Get ready for biometric security in the workplace, finds survey. Security blimp, they said they were going to put it in D.C. Now it's there, flying around watching people. Senators urged to stop Patriot Act expansion. So much more. Putin to go ahead and block voting rights of citizens, period. It goes on and on and on. So all this is coming up after some phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. I'm going to go to calls very quick, get a minute or two apiece, and to cover your question or topic or item you want to discuss. Before I do that, PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're on the Internet, if you want to hear the best radio interviews I do, the most important original text reports, all 11 of my videos, a bunch of other videos that we posted that folks have authorized us to post, Eric Hupschman's video, 9-11 Painful Deceptions, George Humphrey's video, 9-11 The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati, Anthony J. Hilder's new 9-11 film, 9-11 The Greatest Lie Ever Sold, a new JFK video we posted that is amazing, a great documentary by a wonderful researcher. That's just the stuff that's gone up in the last few weeks. My weekly TV reports, some weeks two reports, every week one report. I do two TV shows every week. We usually just post one of them. A lot of times we post two of them. More often than not, there's two reports a week. So much media and high quality, high bandwidth streams, low bandwidth streams. We've got it for Mac. We got it for PC. We got it for Linux. My friends, PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day if you sign up for a year, 19 cents a day if you sign up on a monthly basis. A cup of coffee on average costs 75 cents. Come on, 15 cents a day. And this is how we're able to expand the other websites and have more free video just for the general public that's visiting our website for the first time. We had to do PrisonPlanet.tv, and it's been a great success. People love it. We had to do it or stop having video and audio. So this just pays the bills to run the websites and to have more webmasters. And we added a new webmaster for Infowars.net just for that site. Now look at it grow and have new original material and have its own webmaster. See, we're going to do that. More and more websites, more and more webmasters, more and more information. We take every dime and put it back into the fight against the New World Order. So PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to thank those that are subscribers. God bless you. If you want a hard copy of any of my films, 9-11 The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Humphrey's new video, Hupschman's, all the 9-11, the best stuff that's out there, the stuff that covers the documents, the things that are proven, the things that are, you know, the video evidence of it happening, it's all there. The videos are on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com via the secure online shopping cart to get a VHS or DVD copy. Or call toll-free. Operators are standing by right now. They'll answer your questions about different titles, what the films cover, what specials we're offering. Be sure and ask them about all the specials. In the interest of time, I'm not going to go over them. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. My first 10 videos are $25.95 a piece, $20 if you order three or more of any of them. They're all over 2 hours. My new video, American Dictators, is only $19.95 because it's only 90 minutes long. It's excellent, documenting the staged election of 04. So please take action now, 1-888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, let's go ahead and go to Ron in New York. Ron, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
It sounds to me like Mr. Hilton was the victim of a sneak and peek search, which, by the way, the U.S. Southern District Court, Federal Court for New York, struck down provisions of the sneak and peek aspect of the Patriot Act yesterday.
But
it will be appealed, and I do not expect it to hold up on appeal, in my opinion.
Let me just add to what you just said, Ron, and I'm sorry for interrupting, but you're absolutely right. Federal courts said that they couldn't be doing the enemy combatant grabbing citizens, but they keep doing it. They say they're not allowed to torture people, but they keep doing it while conditioning the public that torture is good. Go ahead and talk. I'm sorry.
I don't expect that it would be held up on appeal if it does get to the Supreme Court. Mr. Hilton was right. In addition to the fact that he felt that there were other partisans on the court in favor of what's been going on in the administration, I don't know if you're aware of this, but Clarence Thomas is a married relative of the Bush family.
Yes, I know. They're all married together.
Yeah. Yeah, he's married to Barbara Bush's niece, and I don't think most people are aware of that. But
listen, this is a mafia. Powell's related to Bush very closely. They're all related, folks. It is a giant joke. It is a hereditary mafia bloodline. This is how mafias, whether they're German or Jewish or Chinese, it's how the triads operate. It's how mafia works. And you criticize a Chinese triad, you're anti-Chinese. You criticize a Jewish mob, you're anti-Jew. You criticize a German mob or an Irish mob, you're anti-Irish. No, we're anti-crime.
It's done on a super scale. That's what it is. It's an oligarchy, I guess, is the best way to describe it, or an autocracy. But another strange thing, too, that's dawned upon me, and I wonder if this dawned upon any of your listeners. Did it ever strike anyone as unusual that somewhere within 30 or 45 minutes after the World Trade Center was hit, okay, probably the worst act of terrorism in human history, that they all had it nailed down as to specifically who did it, how, what, where, and when?
They had pictures of Bin Laden on the screen, and the month before the attack, that's why I got on air and said they're about to attack and blame it on Bin Laden, they were showing Bin Laden on TV going, he's bad, he's about to get you. They introduced him to us.
Within 30 minutes, the worst crime in human history, they knew everything about what had happened. Yet
I don't
want
to say worst crime in human history.
Well, put it this way, the worst individual or instantaneous event as
single
far as
action,
crime. Single action crime, right. And yet they claim they knew nothing about it, you know, leading up to it, yet within 30 minutes they had the suspect all, you know, I mean, proverbially speaking, hung, convicted, and everything else. And nothing about that struck anyone as unusual.
Well, just to go back to, that's a great point you made, but to go back, some of the first blitzes on London killed 5,000 people a pop. Bombings of Dresden with firebombs would kill 80,000 people in a single night. So, but and I see all of those as crimes.
Well, they were crimes. At least there was some, I mean, as legitimate as this can be, a state of war. I mean, this was, you know, an unannounced act of terrorism by a stateless criminal, and it was in a little different category. Those were horrible events, don't get me wrong. But this is categorized, or at least as a pure terroristic act. So those other things, there was a lot of war crimes.
But understand, you know, when somebody's going to frame somebody, they like to first introduce him as the bad guy. And, of course, Bin Laden played that part as a good British intel officer. His family goes back to 1918. That's admitted. Always serving the Brits. But there he is, you know, right before the attack going, here's the enemy. They're bad. We better go into Afghanistan. Remember all the newscasts with the Taliban blowing up the Buddhist statues and all that?
Sure, I do. Very well, right, with the rocket-propelled grenades. They blew up the two giant statues, yes, I do.
And they said, they're mean to women, oh, they're bad, oh, they're terrorists, they're about to attack us, get ready. I mean, and I'm not saying they're good or bad, I'm saying they're bad, folks, but the point is that they introduced the bad man before they did it.
Yeah, and then...
does Bin Laden control ABC and NBC and Fox?
And all the news media, no, not at all. And speaking of which, I guess we're going to see that vaudeville of a debate take place. I like to call it theatrical political theater tonight.
Well, you got to love Derry Brownpool. He does a great job. But maybe Derry hasn't read the mainstream news articles where they admit. Because I heard Derry today going, well, it's a staged debate. The caller said, well, it's staged. And he said, yeah, but, you know, I don't think their questions are staged.
Sure,
10 months ago, they started negotiations. It's gone on since 86 and with every debate. They negotiate down to every question, what can be raised in the answer, and what can be raised in the follow-up. It's all negotiated down to every word they say.
That is precisely correct,
Alex. That's admitted. It's not like it's a secret.
Questions are known well beforehand. These are not spontaneous and organic debates. This is not Lincoln versus Douglas.
Or Nixon versus Kennedy.
Kennedy, even. Right. Not even that. So people should understand what you see tonight will be nothing more than theatrics and political theater. And as far as people thinking, that will go to the Democrats and they'll save us from the Republican. Listen, they're all the same. Keep this in mind. There were lots of Democrats in that U.S. Congress that did not say anything, except for one maybe, about the U.S. Patriot Act. They all went along with it.
Well, the guy that said something bad about it died in a plane crash.
Thanks for the call. Yeah.
Thanks for the call. What I've got to say on this issue is that we are entering the total police state, my friends. And if we stand up and are bold and say no, they'll back off. If we grovel to it, it's over. And I've got to say, folks are standing up, and that's good. Ashcroft likely to appeal Patriot ruling, what he just mentioned. And this is out of the Associated Press. The U.S. Justice Department will probably appeal a New York District Court ruling that the Patriot Act violates the U.S. Constitution. Attorney General John Ashcroft said Thursday. Ashcroft said he would study it upon returning to Washington from the Netherlands. It's almost a certainty that it will be appealed. We believe that the act to be completely consistent with the United States Constitution, he told reporters at talks at the European Union officials. On Wednesday, a district judge struck down the USA Patriot Act provision allowing the FBI to gather phone and web consumer records and then barring the service of the FBI to providers from ever disclosing the search took place. It's part of sneak and peek. It's also for your home or business, but they don't mention that. Let's go to Robert in Colorado. You're on the air, Robert. Go ahead.
Good morning, Mr. Jones. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate that very much.
Thank you.
Right off the bat, I may have missed earlier in the show if you mentioned it. How did your day in court go yesterday? Did you go to court over the deal and try to shut down the access?
Yeah, I just mentioned it, and I'm going to be getting into that in the third hour. But the judge that we went before, it wasn't a suit. It was just to depose them because they will not release records, even though we have the letter from the Attorney General saying they should release them. We had a city councilman's letter saying it. We had the Attorney General of the state of Texas saying it. We had their own board minutes saying they were making these changes and their own affidavit saying, swearing they weren't. And the judge said, I don't want to see any of it. She said, I am throwing this out. If you want to file suit against them, go ahead. And so that's where it stands.
Okay, good. I guess I missed it. I guess I was asleep. Anyway, I was listening to the guy who replaced you here in the Denver area. He had a pretty interesting show. I was still about 15, 20 minutes. Congressman Tancredo was on, I believe it was last Friday, if memory serves. He was talking about immigration, and he brought up that one of the CEOs from First Data apparently went to the press recently, I didn't see this, and said that they were going to move heaven and earth to vote out Tancredo. As you probably know, First Data is a parent company of Western Union, which does about $15 to $20 billion in money transfers from this country to Central and South America. I would imagine by a lot of people who are in this country illegally. So Tancredo is making connection between illegal immigration and money being moved back to Central and South America. And
no, I hear you. It's a good point. Thanks for the call. And to be clear, our third hour is on that particular station you talk about, and we're also now on at night, and so we are on that station. Now, just to explain and go over what he just said, Wells Fargo does tens of billions of dollars a year. I forget the number. I think it's something like $16 billion I read last year. And earlier this year, when we went and bullhorned him and shut down his press conference with the governor, Rick Perry, Vicente Fox came to Austin. We had a protest and went right up and bullhorned him, right up against the gates of the governor's mansion. They used to arrest you for that, but folks sued them here locally and won lawsuits, so they don't violate your First Amendment now. You don't need permits here in Austin. First Amendment's still alive and well because our listeners took action and sued their tails off and won $300,000 apiece lawsuits. So we had that's a fight right there we won. And Fox was here giving an award to the police department openly for not following the law and not arresting illegals and letting them drive without driver's license, accepting the matricula card. He was also here giving an award to Wells Fargo because they've issued a new ID card that's being accepted by the state government, and he was here giving an award as well to Mr. Perry. Then it came out that Mr. Perry's head of border affairs is a Democrat, of course. And on top of it, this gentleman is a registered lobbyist with the Mexican government, which is a violation of state and federal law, to be sitting on the state board while he does that. The woman who brought this out in the newspaper in Houston, the journalist, was threatened with arrest by the court saying, it doesn't matter if those documents are public, you can't report on them. And she said, well, you can go to Hades, we're going to report on it. So that's the attempts they've been making here. So, yes, sir, that's what's going on. And I'm glad that Tom Tancredo is aware of that with some of the other companies. Dan, in up in Canada. Yeah, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Jones.
Yes.
It's really an amazing program you're giving.
Well, thank you.
And I'm holding in front of me a printout, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, sort of from internet. And it is also amazing that all of this information, if people are skillful, are accessible to anyone who has internet. Now, the question that I would like you to clear to me is that this so-called the gangsters who want to establish the New World Order, aren't they mainly associated with the monetary world financial system?
Yes.
Okay, so basically everything that's happening across the globe, from these minor wars to major disasters, is basically for the profit, and that's why we have growing number of billionaires.
Tell you what, stay there.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll come back, Dan. We'll talk about it. Stay with us. More news and information straight ahead. Your calls, a ton of news. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, number one, the people you read about in Forbes as being the richest people in the world are not the richest people in the world. The globalists had billions of dollars in 1900 money that they put into tax-free corporations. and they own and control almost everything, and then you've got low-level or mid-level minions who we hear about who are worth $50 billion, like Bill Gates, and he's nothing compared to these people. The real ruling families own the banks that print the money. So it isn't about, quote, profits, it's about control. If a nation won't take central bank domination and having a globalist government installed, they'll claim they're terrorists and go in and take them over, whether they're good, bad, or ugly. There's only maybe a dozen countries that are not totally globalist controlled, and they're all in the process of being overthrown right now. And I'm not saying those governments are good either. Most governments are run by corrupt, power-hungry people. That's the nature of human society. But going back to what you just said, we have more, quote, billionaires on that list because the dollar has been devalued by almost 40%. And so basically now they've just printed more money, and so it looks like we've got more billionaires. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, but I mean, wouldn't you say that what you are struggling to save American people from, i.e., the complete dictatorship by some kind of mafioso kind of characters, shouldn't that be related to other regions of the globe? Because even in other regions of the globe, people also need to have a decent existence and not to be living like worms in a mud flat, to be stepped on and exploited by whoever is running them.
No, I agree with you. I mean, we're trying to educate the world. Half the hits we get are from other countries on the websites, and this tyranny is global, sir. I just went over how there's only about 12 countries that the globalists don't totally dominate.
I see. And just the last question, Alex. You are an extremely brave person, and I heard about the Stanley journalist, you know, being sort of crushed into his office and whatever. Now, but my question is, since you are located in Texas, and how it is possible that these gangsters who are running and trying to subjugate everybody, how it is possible that you are able to show to counteract their ideology, at least to expose them. How is that possible?
Sure. Let me answer the question. Thanks for the call. How was Samuel Adams able to call King George a traitor for 5 years in newspapers before they came after him? How was Patrick Henry able to do that? I'm not comparing myself to these men. How was George Washington able to do what he did? There are tens of thousands of us that are prominent. There are tens of thousands of websites. And if it's too obvious, if the globalists move too quickly, it'll backfire on them. Plus, the globalists don't have enough evil minions, and the courts aren't totally corrupt yet to just go ahead and pell-mell start grabbing and torturing and secretly arresting people. Though that's why the dramas on TV all promote this, to condition the public that it's normal and okay, and whatever you see on these TV shows is being mimicked by laws they're trying to pass and what talk show hosts like Michael Savage are promoting. Putting people in camps who, quote, disagree with the government because disagreeing with the government age terrorists. What I'm doing is dangerous. But so what? I mean, that's just life, and I have courage. And number one, I believe that God protects me, and the prayers out there really help. But throughout history, in the midst of tyranny, people have stood up, and 20 years ago, they would kill you immediately for talking like this. Because the globalist takeover was in an embryonic stage. Now there's so many people waking up, and killing people didn't work. I mean, if they kill me, I'll just make me a martyr, and 100 more people will stand up. I mean, will I die of a heart attack they call the natural causes? Will I die in a car wreck? Maybe. In fact, in the next decade or so, it's quite probable. But so what? You only live once, and I'm not their slaves. And I will defend my family. I will not send them into the depths of slavery. What about you?
Terror.